speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
How do we reconcile the statement about Hezekiah and Josiah from 2 Kings? And the first one comes from 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 5. And we read, concerning Hezekiah, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel. Now note what it said. So that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. Now I would like to read from the other passage of Scripture, and this comes from 2 Kings chapter 23 and verse 25. And this is stated concerning Josiah. And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him. People look at what is stated about Hezekiah and Josiah, and they say, how can that be true of both of them? Wouldn't one be true and the other be false? How is it that one is superior, and yet at the same time the other is mutually exalted by our God? Let's notice the context of what's going on. In the context, the reading ascribes to each one of these kings a position of superiority to that of all the other kings of Judah. The superiority attributed to each one of these is not in the same area. Note concerning Hezekiah. Go back to 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 5. He trusted in the Lord God. What is it that he is exalted for? What is it that he is this assignment that is given unto him? Why is it given to him? Because he has faith in the Lord, and he has trusted in the Lord. He has confidence in God, like no other king before him, or no other king after him. Friends, if you take the context here, even regarding his father, Ahaz did not trust in the Lord. And this got him into trouble. Who did he trust in? The context here and elsewhere shows us he trusted in men. And he even trusted in himself. But Hezekiah, his son, is praised, is given this assignment concerning superiority above all the other kings of Judah because he trusted in the Lord. Well, what about Josiah? Josiah is praised for his observance of the law. Note here, in the immediate context, going back, it says, and like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all of his heart, soul, mind, and might, and that according to the law of Moses. Do you remember whenever Josiah has revealed to him that the law of the Lord has been hidden, and now it's been found? He rent his clothes, he tore his clothes, and he was beside himself, and he demands that now they return back unto our God. Today we call him the King of Restoration, and he brings restoration to the children of Israel. So, again, there's not a contradiction. Each one, certainly, there's no other king before or after them who is able to be exalted or given this assignment concerning their superior stance according to the context of which it is applied to each of them.